This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staten and Harston to jump, and it'll be Nakia to win the tap. And here we go. Man-to-man defense for the Cavaliers. Here's Major on the left wing with Emily Reynolds. Right back to Major it goes. Haley being checked out there by Jill Staten. Off to Reynolds, high post to Nakia. Harston being guarded by Deneve. Nakia puts it on the ground, deflected away right to Reynolds in the right corner. Off to Major, top of the key. Hooley goes back door, left hand finish, missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled up off the floor. It goes out of bounds off of Carlinville. Beautiful backdoor action there. Shelby went with the offhand finish and just a little strong off the glass. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Major will lob it out in the backcourt to Hooley. Shelby tracks it down, comes back into the front court. CHS in big block lettering at midcourt here with that Cavalier sword right through the heart of the C. That pass by Reynolds tipped, stolen. Here comes Reels. Gracie up, missed the layup. And that's going to be out of bounds over to Hillsborough. Reels got back and was the first to touch, but she had not reestablished herself back in play. So both teams have missed the layup here in the early stages. 50 seconds gone by, first quarter. Regional semifinal here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. Regional championship from Carlisle next, Southwestern and Berea Central. And then a 1A semifinal from Nokomis between Nokomis and Calhoun. That broadcast about 10:30 tonight. Toppers, little ragged right there. Ball bounces around, eventually finds its way to Tester. Now Major for three. That's an air ball. Picked up underneath by Reynolds. Back to Haley. Hillsborough will reset. They lob down to Nakia. Too tall for Harston. Out of bounds it goes. Second Topper turnover. 6:42 for the opening quarter. The gym was a buzz earlier when Pittsfield downed Porta 38-34, and I don't know if the game was necessarily that close. Porta made a late comeback, but Pittsfield had a double-digit lead into the third quarter. That's a turnover from Staten. That pass just had too much steam on it. Goes right to Harston, lead pass to Reynolds. She slows it up now, back to Major. Right wing with Hooley. Lob down to Harston. Nakia makes the catch off the window. It's good for Nakia Harston. She had to step back from underneath the rim a little bit, put it high off the window, and down it goes. Game's first bucket to the Toppers. 6:05 opening quarter. Here's Reels on the right baseline. Spins to the right block, floats it up, too strong. Baker fighting Harston. Nakia able to tap it to Major. Haley wants to run. Into the front court, knocked away by Reels, picked back up by Major. Into the hands of Harston. Right wing with Tester stolen by Gracie Reels. 2-on-1, bounce pass to Staten, and Hooley sprinting back to flex it out. It'll be Carlinville ball along the baseline. Good hustle that time from Shelby Hooley. It'll be Corn Stewart to throw it in as the Cavaliers line everybody up along the baseline. They lob out to Deneve at the foul line. Dribble handoff to Reels. Gracie to the rim off the window. It's good for Gracie Reels. Good strong take for Gracie. And we are tied at 2, 5:35 opening quarter. Nice crowd on hand here tonight in Carlinville. On the right wing with Emily Reynolds. Reynolds lobs down to Harston, draws a triple team. Nakia muscles it up, draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Nakia Harston. Averaging a double-double on the year. They'll get Reels. Carlinville not deep, and they're even less deep than they were the last time they played because Aaron Seal is out for the year. Critical for Cronville to not foul here tonight. The free throw for Harston rattles out. Early substitution for the Toppers. Laney Rupert will check in, replacing Haley Major. Laney's a 5'7 freshman. Toppers won the Southwestern Regional last year on their way to the state tournament. As Harston back rims the second free throw, misses the pair that she ties up Reels, and on the arrow, it'll stay with Carlinville. But another one of those plays from Nakia Harston that just does not show up in any type of stat book. 5:20 for the opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Carlinville has the ball. Hillsborough in their man-to-man defense as Stewart works left elbow. Has the ball poked away but maintains the bounce. Now she picks up the dribble, top of the key with Staten. Jill gets into the paint. Lost the handle and will get a tie-up with Staten and Harston, and Hooley comes in there. And this time the Toppers have it on the arrow. That'll be Carlinville's second turnover. We played 3 minutes in the opening quarter. Nakia Harston the bucket for Hillsborough. Gracie Reels the bucket for Carlinville. Here's Reynolds. down on the block to Tester. Claire spins middle, kicks it back to Reynolds. Top of the key to Harston. Nakia, little ball fake off to Hooley. In the right corner with the freshman Rupert. Laney back between the circles with Hooley. Here's Harston, comes to set a screen. Rupert works the other way, then lost her footing, lost the ball. Fourth topper turnover. Stewart has a run out up and down for the easy deuce. Carletonville has their first lead, 4-2, 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Hoppers have turned it over four times already. Hooley taking her time into the front court. Now she comes across the midcourt stripe. Here's Rupert. Laney drives baseline, cut off by Staten. Laney Rupert has it poked away by Staten right into the Carletonville bench. It'll stay with Hillsboro, 4-18 for the opening quarter. Road black uniforms for Hillsboro, home whites for Carletonville. Cavies the 3 seed, Hillsboro the 6 seed in the subsectional. Here's Reynolds, drives baseline, gets bumped off her spot by Baker and a foul on Elise. That's her first, Cavaliers second, and they will call that in the act of shooting. And Emily Reynolds, the 5'8 senior, will be at the free throw line. Baker and Deneve down low with the inside position for Carletonville. They'll be trying to block out Tester and Harston. That's easier said than done. Reynolds puts home the first free throw. Gets Hillsboro to within one, 4-3. Second toss for the senior Reynolds. Back rimmed that one, and on the rebound, Harston pulls it down. Nakia left-hand finish good. 4 for Nakia off the offensive rebound. Hillsboro back in front, 5-4. Even when you block her out, it still might not be good enough. 3:50, first quarter. Here's Stewart spinning away from Rupert. Rises up from 8, left it short. Offensive rebound reels. The putback is good for Gracie. The shot from Stewart was an air ball, and more times than not, that seems to benefit the offense. The defender is anticipating a bounce off the rim, and when the ball gets nothing but air, it throws everything off. Here's Reynolds. Leaves it for Rupert at the foul line. Back to Emily. 17-footer for Reynolds. Left it short. Rebound picked up by Baker. Leaves it off for Stewart. Corin Stewart, middle of the floor to Baker. Right wing with Staten. Jill Staten dribbles in. 2-3. Rattled it down. Jill Staten. That thing tried to pop out. But on the hometown rim, it stayed in. 9-5 Carletonville. 3:10 first quarter. Good start for the Cavies. It's always good for Carletonville's psyche to make shots early. There's an unforced turnover right through the hands of Reynolds out of bounds. She just took her eyes off that basketball before the catch. Fifth Hillsboro turnover. Baker out. Haley Wills in for the Cavies, the 5'10 senior. Corin Stewart will walk the ball into the front court. Carletonville leading 9-5, 3 minutes first quarter. Here's Stewart. Staten on the left wing gets the foul line. Nice bounce pass to Wills off the window. It's good for Haley Wills. Beautiful find from Jill Staten. 11-5 Carletonville. Here's Reynolds in the right corner. Down to Harston. Nakia attacks. Missed it. Tester with the rebound in the left corner. She'll re-enter to Harston. Left hand finish is good for Nakia. 6 for Harston. Give the rebound and the assist to Tester. Both Nakia and Claire comfortable with finishing with their offhand around the bucket. 2:25 first quarter, 11-7, Carletonville leading with the basketball. Stewart on the dribble out front, leaves it for Jill Staten at the volleyball spike line. Staten being checked by Rupert, spins and a block on Laney Rupert. First team foul on the toppers. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. 2:17 for the opening quarter. Pittsfield upset Porter in our first semifinal tonight, 38-34. So the Saukies get the winner of this game for the championship tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast live here on FM 106. Here's Staten for three, blocked by Reynolds, and it's picked up by Staten. Everybody from Hillsboro had their back to the play looking for the rebound. So the ball actually almost hit Tester in the head off the block, but Hillsboro will get away with it because Carletonville can't corral it. They lose possession, their third turnover. Great closeout there by Emily Reynolds. So many ways to help your club win. They don't have anything to do with scoring. Here's Reynolds on the left wing. On the baseline to Laney Rupert. Didn't make the catch cleanly. On the block to Tester. She draws three defenders, tries to slip it through to Harson on the bounce, and too far, turned over. The sixth turnover for Hillsboro. two different teams in the standpoint of offensively. Carlinville's more a perimeter team. Hillsborough certainly interior, but the similarity is pressure, man-to-man defense. They both get after you defensively. Been the hallmark of both of these coaches, Darren Deneve and Brett Teakin, during their tenures. Really any good team, they're going to get after you defensively. Think about the Southwestern program over the year. Any of the good programs, that's what it is. Staten dribble drive, no. Rebound, though, going to be fought for by two different toppers. He goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Carlinville. 84 seconds, first quarter. A four-point Cavvy lead. They have the ball in the front court baseline. Staten gets it in the right corner to Baker. Elise has it stripped away by Nakaya, and on the arrow, it'll stay with the Cavaliers. That's the third jump ball Harston has been a part of already. Minute 21 for the first quarter. Vanessa Compton off the topper bench. She will come in replacing Shelby Hooley. Vanessa's a 5'6 junior. Staten on the baseline. Gets it into Gracie Reels, right side of the key. Gracie puts it on the deck. Pulls up from 12. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Baker put back. No, but Elise was fouled. Two free throws for Elise Baker. They'll get Harston on the personal. Your officials tonight, Barry Wright, Derek Torin, and Bob West. Free throw for Baker is no good. Hit the front rim, side rim, back rim, kicked off. Sarah Deneve back in for the Cavaliers, replacing Wills. Major will return for the toppers, replacing Reynolds. A minute 15 for the first quarter of play. A four-point Carlinville lead. Elise Baker has a second free throw. Toss is short, and the rebound down to who other than Nakaya Harston. Into the hands of Laney Rupert. Here comes Rupert. Picked up the dribble, now leaves it off for Major. Well beyond the three-point line. Puts it on the deck once, left wing with Rupert. Laney head fakes a three, back to Major. It goes left side of the key. Back at the volleyball spike line, right wing now with Compton. Final minute, first quarter. Vanessa to the foul line, off to Major. Haley Major on the left wing. Pass on an open three into the hands of Harston. Nakaya at the elbow. Spins back middle. Hangs too strong. Rebound is tipped around off of Carlinville. It'll be Hillsborough ball. 43.8 seconds for the opening quarter. Toppers will run a low stack here. Two toppers on each block. They'll lob to Harston. Left side of the key. Skip past the Compton on the right wing. Vanessa gets to the rim with a strong take, draws the foul, and free throws for Vanessa Compton. I think Vanessa surprised Carlinville there that she drove to the basket. She threw a little fake on the three ball, and that opened up the driving lane, and Compton took advantage. The foul on Sarah Deneve is her first, team's third. Compton at the free throw line with 38.5 seconds for the opening quarter. Free throw is good. Hillsborough now is 2 out of 5 from the foul line. They trail by 3. Second free throw for Compton. Good. The junior gets the pair, calmly knocks them down. A 2-point Carlinville lead, 11-9. Cavaliers have the ball. See if they want to hold for the final shot. Clock running 32 seconds for the quarter. Stewart at the right elbow. Top of the key with Staten. Jill Staten. Puts it on the deck. Dribble handoff to Gracie Reels. Reels turns the corner. Has the ball deflected away. Did it go off of her leg? No. Off the toppers. It'll be Carlinville ball. 21.9 for the opening 8 minutes. It'll be Corn Stewart to throw in the deep corner on the baseline. Stewart looking. Gets it into Reels in the right corner. Gracie had that shot blocked. Pulled down by Tester. 15 seconds for the quarter. Toppers now can get the final shot. A two for the tie, a three for the lead, as Harston puts it on the floor, stripped and stolen. Lead pass to Reels. Gracie's layup rolls off, no good. Rebound down to Tester. 3 seconds for the quarter. Rupert, three quarters court. Good if it goes off the front rim, and it would have counted. After 8 minutes, it is Carlinville 11. Hillsborough 9, you're listening to the Class 2A Regional Semifinal from Carlinville on WSMI. Hillsborough gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Carlinville leads 11-9 here in the Regional Semifinal. Winner gets Pittsfield for the championship tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll have it live right here on FM 106. Here's Major on the right wing. Across the floor with Compton. Vanessa Compton into the hands of Laney Rupert. Rupert now. Lost the handle, gets it back. Left wing with Compton. Down on the block to Harston. Nakia draws all five Cavalier defenders and she has it stripped and stolen. Eighth Hillsborough turnover. Reels in the backcourt, cut off by Compton. Pass in the front court to Stewart. Between the circles to Staten. Back to Reels it goes. That has been Crumlinville's focus on the defensive end, making sure Nakia Harston has multiple bodies on her at all times. And literally all five Crumlinville players surrounded Harston that last time. Here's Deneve, caught under the bucket. Pass out to Staten. At the foul line, Baker. Elise, yes. Elise Baker has her first bucket of the ball game. 13-9 Crumlinville, 6:50 first half. Southwestern, Breeze Central, and the Carlisle Regional Championship coming up next here on WSMI. Then Nokomis and Calhoun in a 1A semifinal from Nokomis. That broadcast about 10:30 this evening right here on FM 106. All online at WSMIRadio.com. A pass from Rupert is tipped by Reels, and then she collides with Tester, and it will be off of Reels, Hillsborough ball. I like that no call right there. The ball was loose. Two kids going after it hard. Contact, yes. Ball goes out of bounds. No reason for a foul call there. So Hillsborough ball. It goes to Vanessa Compton. Lainey Rupert is out. Major back on the floor. Here's Tester on the left wing. Claire Tester brings it to the foul line. Back to Major now. Out at the volleyball spike line between the circles. Works to the right wing. Lobs down to Nakia. Again, multiple bodies committed to her. Ball's tapped around. Picked up by Tester at the free throw line. She gets it off to Compton. Major for three. Way short of the rebound down to Gracie Reels. She wants to run. Reels going to be cut off by Reynolds and a block on Emily Reynolds. Her first, team's third. 6:05 for the first half. It'll be Jill Staten to throw in right in front of the topper bench. And it goes to Stewart, right back to Jill. Staten now on the right wing into the hands of Stewart. Corin Stewart on the dribble between the circles. Right wing with Sarah Deneve. Deneve spins away from trouble, leaves it for Baker. Down to Staten, who has deep post position, but she is going to be called for 3 seconds. Fourth Crumlinville turnover. Boy, you just don't see that anymore, where a kid goes to the front of the rim, seals off, and has position there. She did a great job of it. She just didn't do it fast enough. 5:40, first half, a four-point Crumlinville lead. Here's Hooley. Slow bounce pass deflected out by Reels. It'll stay with Hillsborough. Toppers need to shorten the distance of their passes right now. They are trying to make too long of passes against this aggressive Crumlinville team. The Cavaliers know how to time it and shoot those passing lanes. Here's Hooley, middle of the lane, stripped on the way up by Deneve, and it's out of bounds off of Hooley. Great job by Sarah Deneve there to get her hands on that basketball and knock it off of Hooley. Ninth topper turnover. Nine turnovers, 9 points for Hillsborough. Down just four right in the ballgame, 5:20 for the first half. Here's Staten. Tough bounce pass to Reels. Gracie picks up the dribble, poked away by Reynolds, right back to Reels. Now Gracie has it poked away from behind, this time corralled by the toppers, and Major. Haley dumps to Hooley, off the window, it's good for Shelby Hooley. Shelby's first bucket, the assist to Major, and the lead is two for Crumlinville. 5 minutes, first half. Here's Deneve in the left corner. Sarah Deneve, bounce pass to Staten. Top of the key, 4-3, yes. Jill Staten, her second triple, 16-11 Crumlinville. Might want to get a hand in her face. She can shoot it. It's amazing how the good shooters always find themselves open. Staten picks the pocket clean of Major, and then Haley commits the foul. It'll be the first personal on Major, fourth on the team. That time Haley got her crossover too far out in front of her, and Staten with the quick hands was ready for it. Baker will come out. Haley Wills back on the floor for Crumlinville. 4:39, first half, Cavies leading 16-11. Corin Stewart across the timeline, gets a screen from Staten, now has it poked away, out of bounds it goes, it'll stay with Crumlinville, 4.5 minutes first half. Maddie Rupert up off the Hillsborough bench, she will replace Haley Major. Maddie a 5'6 junior. Baseline out of bounds for Crumlinville. Stewart, looking. Tries to get it into Wills. Harston deflects it away, but right back to Stewart. Into the hands of State and off to Deneve. Sarah, dribble drive, attacks. She missed the layup. Rebound through the hands of Wills, picked up there by Maddie Rupert. Here come the Toppers, down by five. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Reynolds, 18-footer, air ball. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Then Reels loses the handle up the floor. It will be a turnover, the sixth on Carthenville. As the Toppers did have a little bit of pressure in Gracie's hip pocket there as she went up the near sideline, but she just lost the handle. Topper ball, front court, into the hands of Hooley. 4 minutes for the first half. Here's Maddie Rupert on the left wing. Maddie being checked out there by State into the hands of Reynolds. High post to Harston. Draws three defenders, now four. Kicks the tester. Back at the volleyball spike line to Maddie Rupert. Here's Hooley on the left wing. Shelby Hooley to the foul line. Into the hands of Reynolds on the right wing. Foul line, tester. Claire will fire too strong, and the rebound down to Corin Stewart. Stewart in a hurry the other way. Down the left side. Bad pass looking for Deneve as Deneve and tester to the floor. Jump ball, and Carthenville will keep it on the arrow. That was a congested area to try to squeeze that bounce pass into. Deneve out, Baker back in for the Cavaliers. No Aaron Seal for Carthenville. She's done for the rest of the year. Violation of team rules. 3:36 first half. Here is Staten for three, her third of the half. Jill Staten, 19-11 Carthenville. Boy, when you have a situation like Carthenville has tonight, you got to have other kids step up. And Jill Staten getting it done in the first half. Here's Harston. Kicks it. Reynolds, 17-footer. Yes, for Emily Reynolds. Her first field goal. Emily has 3 points. A six-point Carthenville lead. 3 minutes, first half. Corin Stewart into the front court. Leaves it off for Jill Staten. Jill on the left wing. Top of the key to Haley Wills. Bounce pass to Baker. On the wing was Stewart. Corin Stewart lobs down to Staten. Tough catch in there. Turned over. Good defense by the Toppers. Now Hillsborough almost loses it coming up the floor. Hooley able to bat it to Harston. Nakaya attacks. Missed it. Out of bounds off of Carthenville. 2:43 for the first half. Hillsborough ball on the baseline. Wills out. Deneve back in for the Cavies. 19-13. Carthenville with the lead as they're packing the paint. Maddie Rupert, looking, gets it into Harston just outside the painted area. Leaves for Reynolds. Emily attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Emily Reynolds. Fourth team foul on Carthenville. They're going to get Elise Baker. That'll be her second personal. At the free throw line, Reynolds, where she is one of two tonight. Second free throw, or first free throw, is off the heel too strong. Carthenville leading 19-13 here in the regional semifinal on WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Second free throw for Reynolds is good. Emily gets one out of two. She has four for the game. A five-point lead for Carthenville, 2:35 for the first half. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break. Here's Staten on the right wing, being guarded by Hooley. Leaves it off for Stewart. Now Corin backs out near the volleyball spike line. She'll re-attack with a screen from Deneve. Dumps it off to Sarah at the top of the key. Deneve now, hand off to Staten. Jill has it poked away, stolen, picked up off the floor by Hooley. Here comes Shelby. Into the front court, leaves for Rupert. Maddie finds Harston. Nakaya arises, off the mark, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on Emily Reynolds. That's her second, team's fifth. A five-point Carthenville lead as Maddie Rupert, check that, Laney Rupert, will return to the ball game, replacing Emily Reynolds. So the Rupert sisters on the floor with Hooley, Harston, and Tester. Carthenville has Staten, Stewart, Deneve, Baker, and Reels, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 2:01 first half, Carthenville 19, Hillsborough 14. This is the Class 2A Regional Semifinal on WUSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios. Megan will be producing our regional triple header tonight. 2A championship game from Carlisle next with Southwestern and Breeze Central. Then about 10:30 tonight, a 1A semifinal from Nokomis as the Skins take on Calhoun. All of it on FM 106, online as well, WSMIRadio.com. We near 100 seconds For the first half of play, Cavaliers have the ball in a five-point lead. Reels on the dribble, leaves it back for Staten. Jill on the attack, and we have a whistle and foul on the Toppers. 16 foul on Hillsboro. They're going to get Compton with the personal, her first. 99 seconds for the first half. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. Staten looking, still looking, and that's a five-second count. She wanted to get the timeout, but it was too late. A five-second count is the ninth turnover of the half on Carletonville. Back over to the Toppers it goes. Into the hands of Vanessa Compton. Vanessa comes into the front court being guarded by Stewart. Top of the key with Tester. Claire Tester back to Compton. Left wing with Major. Haley steps into a three ball. Yes, for Haley Major. Her first triple. First three ball of the half for Hillsboro, and the Carletonville lead down to two, 19-17, a minute 15 for the first half. Here's Jill Staten spinning on Compton. Leaves it for Reels on the right wing. Gracie Reels, dribble drive, pulls up off the window, left it short. Offensive rebound, Baker. Back out it goes to Staten. Jill drives baseline. Bounce pass, Baker. She left it short. Offensive rebound, Denise. Kicks out to Stewart. Fakes the three. Rises from 15, short. And the rebound down to Tester off her hands to Major. Stolen away by Reels. Taken away by Harston. And the Toppers have it. What a sequence. 40 seconds for the half. Nakia Harston strikes again. Here's Major. Top of the key with Compton. Rupert for three. And the lead. Lady Rupert buried it. The freshman gives the Toppers the lead. 20-19. Clock running. 25 seconds first half. Welcome to postseason play, Lainey Rupert. Stewart out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt with 15. Hands to Staten. Jill on the dribble now being checked by Compton. She'll get a screen from Baker. Poked away by Harston with 8. Staten on the dribble with 5. To the foul line with 3. Leaves it to Reels with 2. Gracie at the horn fouled with 6/10 of a second. They're going to call it on the floor, but it's a 7th team foul. Gracie Reels bailed out there. The foul on Major is Haley's second. Haley Wills will check in for Carletonville, replacing Baker. Just 6/10 of a second left in the first half. Hillsboro leading 20-19. Carletonville has led most of the way. Free throw for Gracie is no good. Missed the front end. Rebound down to Harston, and that's how the half comes to a close. After two quarters, Hillsboro 20, Carletonville 19 at the 2A Carletonville Regional Semifinal. Time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Tim Mize back here at Carletonville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this regional triple header here on a bone-chilling Thursday night across mid-Illinois. The Toppers will get the basketball to start the second half, leading by one. They will have Haley Major, Shelby Hooley, Emily Reynolds, Claire Tester, and Nakia Harston. The Cavaliers counter with Corin Stewart, Gracie Reels, Sarah Deneve, Elise Baker, and Jill Staten. And right out of the gate, a hand check on Corin Stewart. First foul of the half, just like that, 6 seconds in. Out of bounds on the sideline, Major will get it into Reynolds, left side of the key. Toppers did a good job to hang tough in that first half. Carletonville was really taking it to him. That first quarter plus. That's an air ball from Major from three. Not sure what happened there. Haley has a bewildered look on her face. That ball was 3 feet short. 7:40 for the third quarter. Goes over to Carletonville. Jill Staten into the front court for the Cavies. Met there by Hooley in the topper man-to-man. Staten gets a screen from Stewart. Corin rolls right wing, has the basketball now. Stewart wants to attack, cut off at the elbow, leaves it for Staten. They don't pick her up. She'll fire for three. Missed it this time. Rebound down to Nakia Harston. Toppers playing with fire, though, if they want to continue to leave Jill Staten wide open from beyond the arc. She hit three triples in the first half. Hillsboro lucky she didn't get number four right there. There's a travel on Major. That's an unforced mistake. 11th Hillsboro turnover. We've played 50 seconds here in the second half. 20-19, Toppers lead. Here comes Staten on the attack at the foul line. Gets to the front of the rim and draws the foul. First foul of the half on Hillsboro. And the personal foul is going to be assessed to Hooley. And for Shelby, her first. Staten's first trip to the free throw line tonight. Carlinville's yet to make a foul shot. They're 0 for 3. Two tosses here. That one's good. Staten, the first player on either side to reach double digits. She has 10. Ties the game at 20. Her second free throw headed home now. The 5'8 sophomore misses the second free throw. Rebound down to Nakia Harston. Harston will bring it into the front court. Nope, she'll leave it off for Hooley just in the back court. Now Shelby across the timeline. Hooley working on Stewart. In the left corner it goes to Tester. Claire drives baseline. Reverse layup coming off the window. It's good for Claire Tester. Claire's first points of the night. Put Hillsborough back in front, 22-20. What a 1-2 punch on the inside. Tester and Harston. Stewart right back at you. Pulls up from five and puts it home. Four for Stewart, tied at 22. This game has been fitting of what you would expect from co-conference champions. Majors pass tipped, stolen by Staten. Here comes Jill into the front court, down the right wing. Leaves it in the corner, Reels open, 4-3, yes. Gracie Reels buries the right pocket triple. She has 7, Carlinville in front, 25-22. Back and forth we go, 6 minutes third quarter. A date in the championship game tomorrow night on the line. Pittsfield awaits the winner. That's a bad pass for Major. She was trying to lob it over the top to Tester, but she had no air under it. It was on a line and went right out of bounds. 13th Hillsborough turnover. Major will check out. Lainey Rupert will check in. 5:50 for quarter number three. Here comes Corin Stewart into the front court. Stewart spinning on Rupert, top of the key, bounce pass back to Jill Staten. Staten now going to get a ball screen from Baker. Nice hesitation crossover. Leaves it for Stewart. She's open for three. Short. Rebound tapped around. Going to be picked up off the floor by Harston with a dive and able to get it away to Emily Reynolds. Man, she plays hard. All the time playing hard. Here comes Rupert to Hooley for three. And the tie. That's an air ball. And the rebound down to Sarah Deneve. Outlet to Gracie Reels. Carlinville will slow it up with Staten and walk it into the front court. 5:10, third quarter. A 3-point Carlinville lead. Gracie Reels three, put the Cavies back up. Staten dribble drive baseline, wrap around pass to Reels in the left corner. Gracie stripped on the way up, picked up off the floor by Reynolds. First turnover of the half on Carlinville, 10th of the game. Here comes Lainey Rupert on the right wing with Reynolds. On the block to Harston, draws three, spins middle, missed it, but she's going to track down her own rebound in the right corner. Long pass to Hooley, saved off to Rupert. Good job by Shelby Hooley there. She showed off her athleticism. Here's Rupert on the dribble. Baseline to Reynolds. Emily. Bounce pass kicked out of there by Reels. Looking for Tester. It'll stay with the Toppers. 4:34 for the third quarter. It'll be Nakia Harston to throw it in. She will stand right on the V of Cavaliers on the baseline. Nakia gets it into Rupert. Right back to Harston. Nakia can't corral it. It's out of bounds. The re-entry pass to Harston was tipped, so that threw the angle off. It bounced on the baseline. Nakia touched it there for the turnover. Haley Wills sprinting to the table for Carlinville. She will check in, replacing Elise Baker. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. 25-22, Carlinville leads. They have the basketball. Here comes Staten into the front court. Hooley waits for her there on the right wing with Gracie Reels. Reels puts it on the deck with the left hand, brings it top of the key. Picks up the dribble now, stripped away by Reynolds, back into the hands of Gracie. Now she picked up the dribble again, leaves it off for Staten with a bounce pass out at the volleyball spike line. Halfway through the third quarter, a 3-point Carlinville lead. Staten turns the corner to the rim, wraparound pass. Wills counted in the foul, Haley Wills. 4 for Wills off the beautiful drive and find from Jill Staten. Jill Staten taking it up on herself here tonight. Timeout on the floor. 3:59 for the third quarter. Carlinville 27, Hillsborough 22. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in this regional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Wills too strong with the free throw. Rebound down to the Toppers. Hillsborough down by 5 with the basketball. 3:45 for the third. Down to Tester. Claire with the left hand. Yes, for Claire Tester. 4 for Tester. Good strong move right there. The ability to finish with either hand is such an asset. 27-24. Carlton DeVille with the lead and the ball. 3:25 third quarter. Cavies led by two after one. Toppers took a one-point lead into the half. Carlinville now a 27-24 advantage. Staten on the dribble right wing being guarded by Rupert. Into the hands of Baker in the right corner. Dangerous pass, top of the key, found its way to Reels. Momentarily, she's going to be tied up. Ball stripped out of there, kicked out of there, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul on Carlinville. A swarming defense right there for the Toppers. The foul goes on, I believe, Baker, her third, according to my notes. And what do you know? I was right. It is her third. So Will's out on the floor. Baker, Stewart, Deneve, Reels, and Staten. Here's Tester, top of the key. Reels went for the steal, didn't get it. Here's Laney Rupert. Contact and a block on Jill Staten. Third foul of the half on Carlinville. And for Jill Staten, her first. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Laney Rupert to throw in on the baseline for the Toppers. She will lob out to Harston at the top of the key. Nakaya in the corner to Hooley. Bounce pass to Harston. Nakaya attacks and draws the foul. Sarah Deneve with the personal, her second, team's fourth. And Harston will be at the free throw line with 2:49 to play in the third quarter. 27-24, Cavies with the lead. Harston tonight, 6 points, 0 of 2 at the foul line. The toss is good. The Carlinville student section doing their best to try to distract Nakaya. No ill effects on the first one. No ill effects on the second one. Harston puts on both free throws. A one-point Carlinville lead, clock running 2:45 third quarter. A little bit of full court pressure here from the Toppers. More three-quarters court trying to slow the Cavies up. Stewart gets it to the knee. Off to Reels. Bounce pass. Baker off the window. It's good. Oh, that was beautiful from the Cavaliers. They took their time, and then as soon as they saw an opening, they attacked. Three passes and a layup. 29-26, Carlinville. That's how you want to attack pressure right there. Here's Laney Rupert to the foul line. Lost the handle, lost the ball. Picked up by Gracie Reels. Reels against Tester and a foul on Claire Tester. First on Claire, and it will send Gracie Reels to the free throw line. Third foul of the half on Hillsboro. Gracie Reels, 7 points tonight. She's 0 for 1 at the free throw line. That toss is good. 4-point lead for Carlinville, 30-26. Hillsboro beat the Cavaliers by 20 back on December 5th. Second toss, that short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Rupert. Went off the hands of Baker. In the left corner with Reynolds. Down on the block to Tester. Threw it right over her head. 16th turnover. Here's Stewart. Dangerous pass. That was almost over and back, but just in time, Staten into the front court. A minute 50 for quarter number three. Staten bouncing out near midcourt. Hillsboro sagging off in a 2-1-2 zone is the look right now. Deneve on the block to Baker. Missed it. Rebound off of Hillsboro. Stay with Carlinville. 98 seconds for the third quarter. Pittsfield gets the winner tomorrow night. They upset Porter earlier this evening, 38-34. That was a game they led by double digits in the second half. Pittsfield, that is. Felt like they were in control of that game the whole way. There's a 5-second count, second of the night against Carlinville. That's their 11th turnover, second of the half. So the first semifinal really felt like Pittsfield was in control the whole way. Here tonight, both teams have had there are moments. Hillsboro just about threw it away on the inbounds with no pressure. Rupert for three, left it short. Hooley wasn't ready for the inbound as Harston takes it away, lays it up and in. 10 for Nakaya. She finished that with the left hand. A 2-point lead for Carlinville. But Hooley wasn't looking. Rupert threw it in to the left of Hooley, and Shelby had to sprint after it, and she tracked it down right in front of the stage, which proves to be huge because that possession ended in a bucket. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Corin Stewart on the left wing. Across the floor to Jill Staten. In the corner with Reels. Gracie for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound tapped around. Eventually picked up by Deneve, and she's fouled. Tester tapped it. She did not have the chance to corral the ball, so she tipped it. Went off a couple other hands, and eventually Deneve corralled it. The foul on Hooley for Hillsboro. Topper's fourth. Vanessa Compton will check in, replacing Hooley. 52.8 seconds for the third quarter. 30-28 Carthenville. It's been a good ball game. In the corner with Staten. Jill puts it on the deck, stripped away by Harson, picked back up by Staten. She pulls it out now beyond the volleyball spike line with 45 seconds. Into the hands of Stewart on the left wing with 40. Down to Baker. Heart of the lane rises, left it short. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by Tester. Midcourt to Compton. Three on one fast break. Vanessa, baseline. Rupert, 15-footer, yes. Laney Rupert with five. Nice fast break there with the find from Compton. Tied at 30. 23 seconds, third quarter. Here's Gracie Reels on the right wing. Cronville led by two after one. Hillsboro led by one after two. Now we're tied after, or approaching the end of three. 10 seconds for the quarter. Staten on the dribble. Top of the key with five. Here's Stewart, left corner, three. Yes! Corin Stewart, a corner pocket triple at the end of the third quarter to put Carthenville in front. The Cavaliers, 33. The Hilltoppers, 30. A trip to the regional championship on the line when we come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Money quarter time with a trip in the regional championship at stake. 33-30, Carthenville with the lead. Corin Stewart hits a three out of the left corner as time expires in the third, and the Cavaliers get the basketball to start the fourth. So a chance to really stretch it out here. Stewart being hounded by Laney Rupert. Toppers back man-to-man after they went zone there at the end of the third. Here's Stewart. Sees a lane off the window. Oh, way too strong. Offensive rebound to Deneve. Reels along two. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Baker put back is good for Elise. She has six. 35-30. Carthenville leading. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Pittsfield awaits the winner tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast live here on FM 106 at 7. Wild shot. Harston, though. Tracks down her own rebound. Tips it back to Compton. Into the hands of Reynolds on the baseline to Tester. Hillsboro's a little bit out of sorts right now as Claire attacks and draws the foul. Hillsboro, at least from my vantage point here, has been maybe moving a half step faster than they normally would. 16 turnovers and a number of plays that were real close to being turnovers. He will get Elise Baker. That's going to be number four on Elise. Fifth team foul. Now the coaches are going to be brought to midcourt. I am not sure what the conversation would be about here. 7-16 for the ball game. Brett Teakin seems to be agitated by the conversation. Darren Deneve seems to be annoyed by the conversation. Darren Deneve still talking. Neither coach seems happy. I am really not sure what has happened here. It's going to be Hillsboro ball on the baseline. Baker will check out with the four fouls. Wills back in. I have no idea what that was about. I think Hillsboro wanted it to be a shooting foul maybe. In it goes to Tester. Claire Tester lost her balance on the curl and draws the foul. Sixth team foul. They'll get Gracie Reels with the personal. 7:13 to play. Free throws for Claire Tester. First trip to the foul line tonight for Claire. Hillsboro is 6 of 10 at the line. Tester's free throw is good. But I tell you what, both Tester and Harston, I would classify them as clutch players. They made big plays down the stretch last year, and they've been doing it all season this year. Both free throws good for Tester. They're getting everything they want tonight from Carthenville. 35-32, Cavies lead with the ball. We approach the 7-minute mark ball game. Here's Stewart being guarded by Rupert. Corin on the baseline to Wills. Back to Deneve left wing. Sarah dribble drive. Cut off there. Lost her footing away to Staten. It goes. Jill Staten to the right block. Wraparound pass to Wills. Haley couldn't catch it cleanly with a dive. Gets it off to Stewart. Corin Stewart pulls up high off the window. No. Rebound. Tester lost it. Picked up by Deneve. And she's fouled by Harston. Second on Nakaya. Fifth team foul of the half. Hillsborough just not able to grab the basketball right there. Boy, Tester had it in her hands. Kicked out. There's been several instances of that tonight. Sarah Deneve at the free throw line. Has not scored tonight. First trip to the line. Toss is good. Hit a lot of the iron and drop down for Sarah. Two possession lead for Carlinville, 36-32. Deneve, her second free throw is good. A 5-point Carlinville lead, 6:40 ball game. Stay tuned, Southwestern Breeze Central in the Carlisle Regional Championship coming up next. And then Nokomis Calhoun in a semifinal at Nokomis at about 10:30 tonight here on FM 106. Entry pass to Harston. Nakaya's fouled. Seventh team foul on Carlinville. Puts Hillsborough at the free throw line the rest of the way. Can they take advantage? That will be the question. Third personal on Sarah Deneve. One in bonus for Nakaya Harston. She is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Missed the first two, made the next two. Has to make the first to get the second here. Toss. Good. 11 for Harston. A 4-point lead for Carlinville, 37-33. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Free throw number two is good for Harston. She has a dozen. 37-34, Cavies lead. They will face a little bit of full court pressure. Now the toppers fall back once it's inbounded. Deneve leaves it back for Staten. 6:20 to play. Jill crossing over on Compton. And she traveled. 12th turnover. She could not get the brakes activated quick enough. Kind of got her feet crossed over and tangled up as well. Long way to go in this ball game. 6:19 to play. A 3-point Carlinville lead, 37-34. Here's Lainey Rupert. Little hesitation, bounce right wing. Gets to the baseline. Rises up. Missed it. Left it short. Good contestant there by Jill Staten. Brett Teakin wanted a foul. Here comes Staten, knifing her way through the toppers in the backcourt. Heart of the lane, and she traveled again. Back-to-back travels on Jill Staten, 13 turnovers on Carlinville. Jill might have been trying to do just a little bit too much right there. She's had a monster ball game. 5:50 for the game. A 3-point Carlinville lead. Harston, bad pass, tried to thread it down to Tester, ill-advised. 17th Hillsborough turnover. 5:40 to play. Staten on the dribble out front, being guarded by Compton. Into the hands of Gracie Reels. Reels on the right wing. High above her head. Deneve goes back door, and they threw it away. Gracie led her too much that time. 14th Carlinville turnover. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 5 minutes, 31 seconds for this regional semifinal. Carlinville 37, Hillsborough 34. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, toppers bring the ball into the front court. Compton off the Tester. Here's Major for three, rimmed out, no good. On the rebound, Deneve and Harston battling. And they're going to get Sarah Deneve, I think. No, they're going to get Nakaya Harston. That's going to be her third. Team's sixth. That's a tough whistle if you're Nakaya and the toppers there. Full court pressure. Staten can't get it in, and she'll take a timeout. 5:19 to play. 37-34. Carlinville with the lead. We're back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Carlinville can't get it in on the inbound. Staten looking, throws it to Stewart, deflected off of Corn, out of bounds. It'll be topper ball now on the baseline in the front court, down by three. Lainey Rupert for the tie. Yes! Lainey Rupert buries the triple, and we are tied at 37. 5:05 for the ball game. Full court pressure from Hillsborough. Reels up the sideline, spins back into the backcourt now. And she will come into the front court. She did a good job. She was headed right for the coffin corner and was going to be in a peck of trouble. Inside of five for the game. Pittsfield awaits the winner tomorrow night. Reels. Wills. Haley missed it. And the rebound down to Hillsborough. Lainey Rupert, the freshman, has had a couple of big shots here tonight. We are tied at 37. Here's Compton. Off to Major in the left corner. Haley Major to the foul line. Here's Lainey Rupert. Rupert, little ball fake off to Compton. Vanessa Compton back to Laney. Rupert, little head fake on a three. Offensive foul on Rupert as Jill Staten. The Academy Awards were on Sunday, but Jill Staten might need to be a late nominee right there. That was a flop. That's what that was. But it'll go down as the 18th turnover on Hillsboro. Seventh team foul, second personal on Laney Rupert. Carletonville ball. Tied at 37. Jill Staten looking. Gets it into Stewart right on the baseline. Corin Stewart now middle of the floor. Races into the front court. Into the left corner. Stewart now brings it back to the left elbow. Top of the key with Deneve. Sarah Deneve right elbow. Spinning. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it out for Staten. Jill driving baseline. Gets Harson in the air underneath the rim. Kicks out to Reels. And 3 seconds in the lane on Carletonville. 15th turnover. Boy, and Reels is going to be wide open for a left wing three, too. Halfway through the money quarter, tied at 37. Two of the four co-South Central Conference champions battling for a berth in the regional championship tomorrow night. On the left wing with Rupert. Down to Tester. Bad pass. Turned over. Here come the Cavaliers with Stewart. Right down the heart of the lane. Corin attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Corin Stewart with 3:49 to play in the ballgame. Carletonville and Hillsboro student sections going back and forth here tonight. That always adds a little extra juice inside the gymnasium. The foul on Major is Haley's third. Corin Stewart at the foul line. She has not been there yet tonight. She has 7 points. Two tosses here. First one rattles out. No good. Hooley and Reynolds returning for Hillsboro. It'll be Major and Compton coming out. Still tied at 37. Stewart will get a second free throw. The 5'7 senior. The lefty. Lines it up. And knocks it down. One out of two for Stewart. Carletonville back in front. 38-37. 3:45 for the ball game. Here's Laney Rupert on the right wing with Emily Reynolds. Reynolds to the foul line. Here's Hooley. Had an open three. Instead, she attacks. Blocked in there. Picked up underneath by Tester. Claire attacks and draws the foul. It'll be Claire Tester to the free throw line for two tosses. 3:33 to play. Let's see. The personal going on Gracie Reels, her third. Tester, 6 points. 2 of 2. At the foul line. Free throw is good. Hit the front rim and dropped over. 7 for Tester. She has that nice soft touch. Tied at 38. Now a free throw for the lead for the Toppers. Rammed out. No good. Rebound down to Carletonville. So both Carletonville and Hillsboro go 1 from 2 at the foul line. We were tied at 37. Now we're tied at 38. Clock running, 3:20 to play. Here's Staten right side of the key working on Hooley. Jill Staten keeps the bounce alive. Now on the back pedal between the circles of the volleyball spike line. Off to Gracie Reels' left wing. Gracie brings it back across the top of the key. Keeps the dribble alive on the right wing. Spins to the foul line. Now bad bounce pass stolen by Laney Rupert. Threw it right to her. That was a blind bounce pass off a spin. Did not work as Gracie had envisioned. 2:55 ball game. Tied at 38. Here's Laney Rupert. Top of the key with Claire Tester. Tester back to Rupert. Laney open for three. Rimmed it out. Offensive rebound to Harston, but she was fouled on the rebound. Harston fouled on the rebound. She'll have free throws. On the ninth, Carletonville team foul. And they're going to get Deneve. And that is number 4 on Sarah Deneve. So 4 on Deneve, 4 on Baker, 3 on Reels. Harston at the line. She has a dozen points. Free throw is no good. That thing rattled out. That thing was halfway down. Almost came to rest on the front of the rim before it fell off. Clock running. 2:35 ball game. Tied at 38. Cavaliers have possession. On the wing, Staten crossing over. Pulls up from 8. Yes, for Jill Staten. A dozen for Staten. Carletonville back in front. 40-38. 2:20 to play. Here's Shelby Hooley. Hooley bodied up and fouled by Stewart. Second on Stewart, 10th team foul, So double bonus for Hillsborough. Jill Staten wound up on the floor after the whistle on the far sideline. Not sure what happened there. Her and Hooley must have got tangled up in some way, shape, or form. It'll be Shelby Hooley at the free throw line for two big tosses. Carthenville leads by two, 40-38. Double bonus for Hooley. Shelby has not shot a free throw tonight. 2 points for the game. Free throw, no good, way too strong. Shelby will get a second toss. The 5'6 senior. This to get Hillsborough within one. Back rimmed it too strong. Rebound tapped around, and we're going to get a jump ball. Hillsborough has it on the arrow. Harston tipped it initially, then Hooley was able to tie up Staten. It'll be Hillsborough ball on the baseline. Major to the table, checks back in, replacing Reynolds. 2:14 to play. 40-38 Carthenville. Toppers line everybody up along the baseline. Harston on the right block, Tester on the left block. Major to throw in. Left corner to Hooley. Shelby drives, gets to the front of the rim. Layup is no good. Fell off for Hooley. Rebound down to Baker. Hillsborough got exactly what they wanted there, just couldn't finish it. Here's Stewart into the front court, spinning on Rupert. Hand off to Gracie Reels. Inside of 2 minutes for the ball game. 40-38 Carthenville. Reels spinning at the foul line. Gets in the middle of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound down to Harston. No look pass, midcourt, Rupert. Numbers if they push. Laney gets it off to Hooley. Bounce pass to Tester. Carthenville gets back. Claire attacks, missed it. Rebound to Harston, missed it. Offensive rebound, Tester, missed it. Oh, no. Saved by Harston. No, she is out of bounds. It's going to be Carthenville ball with 92 seconds to play. Oh, point blank looks for the Toppers right there, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. A minute 32 to play. Carthenville clinging to a 2-point lead over Hillsborough, 40-38. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. What a ball game here in this 2A regional semifinal from Carthenville. The host Cavaliers leading Hillsborough 40-38 with 92 seconds to play in the ball game. Carthenville has the basketball in the backcourt, working against full court pressure. Hillsborough not guarding the inbounder in full denial. In it goes to Deneve. Back into the hands of Staten. Jill Staten spins away from trouble. Splits the double team with a bounce off of her knee. Turned over. Picked up by Harston. Into the hands of Compton. Off to Major on the baseline. Back to Tester. A 2-point Cavy lead. Here's Claire. Loses the handle. Gets it off to Major. Toppers disjointed, and Brett Tekin wants a timeout. He's calling for the timeout, and there it is. That's a good timeout. Hillsborough almost turned it over a couple of different times, and Teak wisely takes the TO. 67 seconds left in the semifinal. Carthenville 40, Hillsborough 38. Toppers have the basketball when we come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. Here we go. 65 seconds for the game. A 2-point Carthenville lead. Toppers have the basketball. Here's Major, top of the key with Rupert. On the right wing with Tester, into the hands of Compton. Down to Harston. Tough fadeaway shot, left it short. Rebound down to Deneve, 50 seconds to play. Outlet pass to Stewart, Corin Stewart. Bounce pass, Baker. Stripped and stolen by Compton. 3-on-2 fast break. Compton, Major, layup. She missed it. Compton, put back, missed it. It's out of bounds. Saved by Compton to Tester, 30 seconds. Claire, foul. 32.4 seconds left. Hillsborough has missed about four point-blank looks here in the last couple of moments. My goodness gracious. A frenetic pace of this game right now. The last turnover by Carthenville was a bad one. They don't need points. Carthenville was pushing for a bucket. Turned it over. Tester will get two free throws. First one, good. 8 for Claire Tester. This is the big one to tie it at 40. Just 32.4 seconds to play in the ball game. Second free throw is no good. Rimmed out. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. Hillsborough will have to foul. And Harston will do so in the backcourt on Staten. Boy, a number of rim outs and missed bunnies looming large for the Toppers right now. Even if Carlinville makes both, Hillsborough will have a chance, and the Toppers want to talk it over. 27.4 seconds for the game. Carlinville 40, Hillsborough 39, Jill Staten at the foul line when we come back to Carlinville in 40 seconds. Staten misses the front end of the one and bonus. Rebound down to Harston. A one-point Carlinville lead. Clock running 20 seconds for the game. A bad pass by Rupert. Threw it right to Stewart, and then she is fouled. 18.3 seconds to play. The 20th turnover of the night on the Toppers. At the free throw line, Corin Stewart. She's one of two tonight. That is the 10th team foul. She'll get two free throws right here. Carlinville clean to that one-point lead. Free throw for Stewart. Good. Nine for Corin Stewart, a two-point lead for the Cavaliers. Hillsborough's got a block out here. As Stewart lines up the second toss. This for a three-point lead with 18 seconds to play. Toss. Good. Pure on both. Didn't touch any of the iron. Compton to midcourt with 15. That pass is tipped. Tester on the right wing. Claire attacks. Leaves it back for Compton. Down to Harson on the block. Nakaya. All sorts of contact. No whistle. Wow. 3 seconds. That has to be a foul right there. Wow. Nakaya Harson, she got a shoulder right into her chest on the spin. That has got to be a foul call. The game is essentially over now. 1.8 seconds to play. A three-point Carlinville lead and Jill Staten at the free throw line. Regardless of that last no call there, 20 turnovers for Hillsborough and a number of missed point-blank looks here down the stretch. Free throw for Staten is no good. 1.8. So if Staten makes this, the game will be over. If she misses, Hillsborough will have a three-quarters court heave for the tie. Free throw. Short. Here's Rupert. She'll have time. Let's it fly. That's it. The Carlinville Cavaliers will play for the regional championship tomorrow night as they beat Hillsborough 42-39. What a ball game here tonight. Both teams battled tooth and nail the entire way. Hillsborough had multiple opportunities late but could not get that tying or go-ahead bucket. The Cavaliers win it 42-39, and they will play Pittsfield in the regional championship tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll have it live right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. 42-39, Carlinville wins it. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. 42-39, Carlinville wins it. Cavies led by two after one, 11-9. Hillsborough outscored them 11-8 in the second quarter. Toppers took a 20-19 lead into the halftime locker room. Carlinville won the third quarter 14-10. They led 33-30 after three as Corin Stewart hit a big three out of the left corner that broke the 30-all tie and gave the Cavaliers that three-point advantage. They played to a 9-9 tie in the fourth quarter as the Cavaliers hang on for a three-point victory. And the Toppers had multiple chances late as Nakaya Harston and Claire Tester both had free throws rim out that would have tied the ball game at that moment in time. Hillsborough winds up with just one field goal in the fourth quarter. That was a three-pointer from Laney Rupert that tied it up. But other than that, just six foul shots, the only points in the fourth quarter for Hillsborough. They finished the game at the foul line, 12 out of 21. So they left points certainly at the free throw line tonight. The turnovers were the big thing for Hillsborough tonight. They turned it over 20 times. Carlinville with 19 turnovers, but Hillsborough's turnovers just throughout the game, they just had a different feel to the Carlinville turnovers. They felt just different. They just had a different feel tonight for the Hilltoppers. As we look at the individual scoring, first for Hillsborough, a dozen for Nakaya Harston, 8 for Claire Tester, 8 for Laney Rupert, 4 points for Emily Reynolds, 2 points for Shelby Hooley, 2 points for Vanessa Compton, 3 points for Haley Major. Quarters of 9, 11, 10, and 9 for their total of 39. Hillsborough sees their season come to a close at 18-13. For the Carlinville Cavaliers, they improved to 27-3 on the year. They'll play Pittsfield for the regional championship tomorrow night. They were led this evening by Jill Staten's 12 points, 10 for Corin Stewart, 8 for Gracie Reels, 4 for Haley Wills, 2 for Sarah Deneve. Quarters of 11, 8, 14, and 9 for Carlinville's winning total of 42. They were just 7 of 15 from the free throw line, but in the money quarter, when they had to have them, they were 5 out of 8. Fun ball game here tonight. Hillsborough beat Carlinville in the regular year by 20. Cavaliers come back tonight shorthanded and get the win 42-39. So Carlinville at 27-3 will take on Pittsfield at 20-11 for the regional championship here in Carlinville. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll have live coverage about 6:50 right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. The winner of that game tomorrow night will get Breeze Modern Day. Modern Day beat Alton Marquette this evening in Gillespie 49-33. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll have the 2A regional championship from Carlisle with Southwestern taking on Breeze Central. Gary Booker has the call of that game coming up next here on FM 106. And then the nightcap about 10:30 this evening, the 1A Nokomis regional semifinal has Nokomis taking on Calhoun. That broadcast about 10:30 this evening right here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Thanks to all the wonderful folks here at Carlinville High School. They treat us so good all season long. Principal Pat Drew, Athletic Director Darren, and even the countless number of people here at CHS for their hospitality. Heck, we'll even thank Lane. Thanks to Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios for producing this triple header here on your chilly Thursday night. Game one in the books. Carlinville beats Hillsborough 42-39. Stay tuned. Southwestern Breeze Central coming up next here on FM 106. This is Tim Mize saying so long from Carlinville.